I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. KSL News time is 12 o'clock noon. I'm Lindsay Ertz.
Crashes on I-15 in Murray. I'm Ricky Meese.
And it is 83 degrees right now. Turning to KSL's top local story. Chad Daybell has pleaded not guilty to murder. KSL News Radio's Kira Hoffelmeyer with the latest.
He stands charged with three counts of murder in the death of his former wife, Tammy, and his stepchildren, JJ and Tylee. Those are just three of the nine felony charges Daybell faces in connection with this case. Other charges he faces include insurance fraud, criminal conspiracy, and conspiracy to commit murder with his wife, Lori Vallo. Daybell has pled not guilty to all nine charges against him. We also learned today that Vallo is headed to an Idaho state mental health facility. She'll undergo treatment to restore her mental competency. Idaho law allows her to be held there for up to 90 days. Then court proceedings could continue as normal for her. Chad Daybell will be back in court on June 23rd. Kira Hoffelmeyer, KSL News Radio.
Wildlife officials say drought and wildfire conditions are so bad they need to ban certain outdoor activities. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
The ban is in effect immediately. Officials with the Division of Wildlife Resources say all campfires and target shooting with firearms, except in established shooting ranges, is banned until fire conditions get better. This does not affect people who are hunting legally, though. Officials say two large wildfires were sparked on their lands last year by target shooters. And since those fires destroy feeding grounds for wildlife, these activities are banned until further notice.
And those wildlife officials say 330 fires have been sparked just this year, and the vast majority were caused by humans. KSL's top national story this hour from ABC News. President Biden is taking his first overseas trip since becoming president, currently headed to the UK. Here's ABC News senior White House correspondent Mary Bruce with more.
President Biden off on his first big foreign trip since taking office, and he has an ambitious itinerary. Listen to this. 8 days, four summits, three different countries, and meetings with more than a dozen global leaders. The president's mission here is to make the case that America is back and to prove that democracy does still work.
Before boarding Air Force One this morning, the president was asked if he will be able to make a deal with the Russian president over stopping cyber attacks. He responded with, quote, who knows? Utah Senator Mitt Romney is part of the new group of senators working on an infrastructure deal with the president. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe has the latest.
Senator Romney is working with a new group called the G20, including Senators Bill Cassidy and Joe Manchin. They met briefly yesterday to hash out the details of a proposal that would be smaller than the president's $1.7 trillion, but larger than an earlier Republican-led proposal. Romney told reporters at the Capitol this morning that they will not raise taxes to pay for it.
We're not going to raise taxes. We've got our list and approximate funding from each of them. But we're just not talking about numbers because we're still working with others and they will have input.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the president spoke with several lawmakers yesterday, saying he would stay in touch on a possible deal during his trip to Europe. Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
Federal employees can once again use TikTok on their phones. The White House is dropping a ban put in place under former President Donald Trump on both TikTok and WeChat. The Biden administration will conduct its own review of applications with ties to China. Officials are particularly concerned about apps that collect users' personal data or have connections to the Chinese military. Also at Capitol Hill today, a Senate hearing about student-athlete rights. A Senate committee is examining the NCAA athlete rules as many states move forward with allowing students to receive some form of compensation. Here's ABC's
from representatives from Gonzaga and Howard University on how to level the playing field for NCAA student-athletes and set a federal standard for athlete compensation, while also having some guardrails in place to protect student-athletes and schools and conferences. The clock is ticking here for a federal standard. 18 states have signed NIL laws, the first of which will go into effect on July 1st. At that date, some schools will gain a recruiting advantage. Alex Prochet, ABC News, Washington.
Other stories KSL is following, other national stories, that is. First, an East Texas bakery received backlash for offering specialty cookies for Pride Month, but now they're feeling the love. Here's ABC's Jim Ryan in Dallas.
A week ago, Confections Bakery in Lufkin, Texas, was a tiny unknown shop owned by two sisters. The women posted pictures of the rainbow-decorated cookies they'd made for Pride Month and heard a quick and angry response from some customers, some of whom canceled orders. Then, says Miranda Dolder, came the positive comments and the business.
I was shocked at the outpouring of support. Families waiting like 2 hours in line to get a cookie.
A week after posting the Rainbow Cookies, Confections' Facebook page has 70,000 followers and requests for cookies from across North America. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
And coming up on KSL News Radio, another result of the drought. Rattlesnakes on the lookout for water. And a look at your noontime drive.
We do have an accident. Northbound I-15, 5300 South in Murray, on the right, out of traffic. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1205.
Utah's only all-news morning show.
A plea from Governor Spencer Cox.
Hoping to make it easier for parents.
And in the afternoon, catch Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News.
Listen close. See if you get it.
Mornings and afternoons.
On KSL News Radio.
Utah's all-day companion
for news.
I'm Dr. Andrea Russo, a cardiologist. Maybe you're waiting to talk to your doctor right now, but if you're having an irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, don't wait. This could be a serious condition like atrial fibrillation, which can make you about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you're having these symptoms, don't wait. Talk to a doctor by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
It's coming. The day to celebrate the dad who can do near anything. Dads who fix. Dads who futz. Dads who figure out. Two hardworking dads a solid and save on hardworking gifts from Duluth Trading. Order online, shop in store, do a pickup and more.
Missing teeth and dentures come with all kinds of inconveniences. There's pain and discomfort from ill-fitting appliances, the messy glue, and an occasional embarrassing moment that you really don't need. All that can be fixed in one day at Stubbs Dental. In one day, you can toss your dentures and have a full set of functioning, permanent teeth that will take your life, your health, and your smile to a whole new place. Feel confident and love your smile once again. Stubbs Dental is Utah's leader in implant dentistry with an expert team of doctors and oral surgeons. And right now, get 20% off your same-day smile or all-on-4 procedure and a complimentary no-obligation consultation. Stubbs Dental will change your life permanently. To find out more about your same-day smile or all-on-4 procedure and locations, visit StubbsDental.com or call 385-337-4936. That's 385-337-4936.
Good afternoon. Welcome back. KSL News Time, 1208. I'm Lindsay Ertz in for Maria Chaleos this week. Recapping our top story, Chad Daybell has pleaded not guilty to murder. He stands charged with 3 counts of murder in the death of his former wife, Tammy, and his stepchildren, JJ and Tylee. The drought in the West is rapidly getting worse. That could impact not only drinking water, but electricity in the West with the lack of water for hydroelectric plants. ABC's Alex Stone is in Los Angeles.
In Nevada, Lake Mead has never been lower.
That's the lowest the reservoir has been since it was filled back in the late 1930s.
Overall, the Colorado River system is down to about 50% capacity. And in Northern California, Folsom Lake, which supplies drinking water to much of California, boat docks are dry and the water is disappearing. Our crews out on the lake that should have much more water in it.
So right now we'd be about 70 feet underwater.
In Santa Clara County, strict water restrictions appear to be on the horizon. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Housing analysts say cities and homeowners associations may need to make changes to help residents save water. Western Resource Advocates water policy analyst John Bergeron says people can switch out grasses like Kentucky bluegrass to native plants, and that could save a lot of water in the long run.
They can replace all of their landscapes to the point where once they're fully established, they don't need supplemental irrigation except for in really hot months.
He says the HOAs sometimes require homeowners to have a minimum amount of turf on their landscaping. Here's another unexpected side effect of the drought. You might see more rattlesnakes. KSL News Radio's Randall Jepson has more.
Rattlesnakes need water just like every other living thing. And at this time of the year, they're emerging from their winter dens and searching for rodents. And the drought could be making their search for food more difficult. which means they'll be more visible. 5 rattlesnake species live in Utah. If you see one of them, remain calm, back away, and remember they are a protected species here in Utah, so killing one can get you in trouble unless they're threatening you when you're defending yourself. Randall Jepson, KSL News Radio.
Ricky Meese is in the KSL Traffic Center. Ricky, hard pass on those rattlesnakes.
Exactly. Keep them very, very far. I am not a snake person at all.
Me either.
Well, for those on the drive, not too bad out there right now. Valley Freeway traffic, no delays. Despite a couple of accidents, one is going to be northbound I-15, 5300 south in Murray. It is out of traffic on the right shoulder. And then we have an accident also in Murray at the ramp to I-15 at 4500 south. Now, this is to the northbound side of I-15 at 4500 south. A UHP vehicle is over on the left shoulder, but the vehicle itself that's involved in the crash is completely off the roadway in the embankment. So keep an eye out for that. We also have a surface street crash being cleared in West Valley at 40th West at about 4700 South. Fly on over to Box Elder County's Bear River Migratory Bird Refuge. Stroll along the wetland wanders and marsh trails. Head downtown and check out the local shops and restaurants. Visit boxelder.org. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And a look at your 7-day forecast.
94 degrees today with the south winds picking up. It is hot, dry, and breezy. Tomorrow, though, a front really knocks the temperature down. High's only 76, and it won't be as windy either. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now it is 83 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Coming up on Utah's Noon News, it's no surprise that the richest people in the world bring in a lot of money. What is surprising is how much they're not paying in taxes. An in-depth look coming up on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
When you live in Utah, it's not a matter of if you have hard water. It's a matter of how hard it is. What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services. And while hard water is generally safe to drink, it sure does wreak havoc on your home's plumbing system and anything attached to it. The spots on the dishes, the calcium buildup on the plumbing fixtures, the dry skin, those are just a few of the things you can see. You don't usually see the damage to the water heater or the internal components of your appliances. If you've ever considered purchasing a water softener or you think it's time to replace your old one, during the month of June, Any Hour Services is offering $250 off any residential water softener we install. We'll come test your water to find out how hard it is so that we can offer you options to solve the problem. Installation usually takes less than a day, and like I mentioned, during the month of June, you can save $250 off any water softener you have Any Hour Services install. Call Any Hour Services today to schedule a free estimate, 801-443-7700. You can Google Any Hour Services. You can even schedule online at anyhourservices.com. No one helps more homeowners than Any Hour Services.
I've just given up hope on trying to lose weight, and I've tried everything in my life. I've even been on television trying to lose weight, Alex. Hasn't worked. Then we were lucky enough to find Soda Weight Loss, and it's remarkable. And what I love most about it is there's a team behind you. You have a coach. You have a plan that's specific to you. It really gets results, and it's based on science. We've been doing this for 5 weeks. I've dropped 39 pounds of fat weight. It's remarkable. People go, that's insane. That's crazy. It's really not. If you follow the program, you're going to get amazing results.
Yeah, and I think for me, it's always been when losing weight, it's always just been a short-term thing. This is the long haul. Soda wants to make sure that you do this and that you do it for the long-term results. And that's what they're going to do. You're losing weight. And typically, men lose between 3 and 5 pounds a week of fat weight, and women 2 to 3 pounds of fat weight. And so this is a program that everybody can handle, and you're in it for the long haul, and it's keeping it off, too, that's really a part of it. So go to SodaWeightLoss.com and find out more information. SodaWeightLoss.com.
Are you one of the millions of homeowners who haven't refinanced yet? If so, I'm here to tell you it's not too late. Hi, I'm Wesley Hogan with Westland Financial. Although the lowest rates may be in our rearview mirror, as the economy recovers from the biggest economic shock of our lifetime, rates still remain near historic lows. In fact, with the dramatic increase in home values, this may be the perfect time to put that new home equity to work. Take advantage of our cash-out refi program and pay off high-rate credit cards, car loans, or other high-interest rate debt. Or finally make those home improvements you put on hold for so long. Best of all, we can do this with no closing costs. That's right. Whether it's a conventional, FHA, or VA loan, we'll pay for your title, settlement, lender, and recording fees. So call Westland at 888-455-3669. That's 888-455-3669. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. 888-455-3669.
NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
KSL News Time, 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Lori Vallo will be sent to an Idaho State mental health facility for up to 90 days. This comes after she was found incompetent to stand trial in the murder of her two children about 2 weeks ago. I'm KSL News Radio's Kira Hoffelmeyer.
Second, an unexpected result of the drought, rattlesnakes. Wildlife experts say be on the lookout for snakes in the valleys because they're on the lookout for water. And third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
Construction on 3rd West causing slowdowns again as usual. Downtown drivers, this is a spot where the construction is going to last for a while. It's best to avoid 3rd West between 1300 and 2100 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Another breezy hot day out there, a high of 94. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now it is 83 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. Direct talks on infrastructure between President Biden and GOP negotiator Senator Shelley Moore Capito reached an impasse yesterday. The president now on his way to Europe for the G7 summit. But talks continue between the group of 20 bipartisan lawmakers. Democratic Senator Joe Manchin, one of them.
Everybody had a good meeting last night. It was productive. It was 3 hours long. And her input was invaluable.
GOP Senator Mitt Romney today says the president's proposal to roll back the 2017 corporate tax cuts to pay for the infrastructure bill is not an option.
I can't predict what the Democratic leader's going to do. I can only talk about the things that we're working on. And if that is productive and helpful, great. And if it's not, why, that's so be it.
In Texas, state lawmakers are waiting to be called back to the Capitol to take up the Election Integrity Protection Act. That after Democrats walked out ahead of a vote, calling the measure voter suppression.
The walkout was strictly a stalling tactic because the bill is almost certain to pass. In the meantime, Texas Democrats are on a mission to sign up 2 million new voters. Luke Warford is the chief strategy officer.
Voter registration won't guarantee that we'll win elections, but each new Democrat that we register does increase the likelihood that we win elections.
Republican Governor Greg Abbott has promised to sign the sweeping package of changes to state election laws when it lands on his desk. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
A watchdog report released today from the Interior Department Inspector General determined that the decision to clear protesters from around Lafayette Park during protests last summer in D.C. was not motivated by plans for President Trump's photo op with a Bible at St. John's Church. The report also found U.S. Park Police did not violate any laws or policies in how they handled that crackdown. But the findings concluded law enforcement agencies on scene did not communicate with each other well, and that warnings to disperse were inaudible. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. An IRS leak reveals many of the nation's wealthiest people are not paying income taxes. ABC's Terry Moran reports.
The investigative group ProPublica obtained and analyzed the federal income tax returns of thousands of wealthy Americans.
We've looked very closely at the 25 ultra-wealthiest, the top 25. And what we found is they're completely out of the tax systems.
ProPublica found that in 2007, Amazon founder Jeff Bezos made $3.8 billion, but he paid $0 in income taxes. Bezos, now the richest man in the world, even claimed and received a $4,000 tax credit for his children. In 2018, Tesla founder Elon Musk also paid no federal income tax. And investment icon Warren Buffett, he also benefited from federal tax law.
The wealthy are definitely undertaxed.
From 2014 to 2018, Buffett earned a whopping $24.3 billion, but he paid just $23.7 million in federal income taxes.
Families have to pay their tax bills regularly, but the billionaires have found a way to avoid that.
ProPublica's report found nothing illegal, as the wealth of billionaires is largely determined by investments, which have long been given preferential treatment by the tax code and not by the salaries they pay themselves. So far, Bezos and Musk have not commented on the report, but Warren Buffett declared in a statement, "I continue to believe that the tax code should be changed substantially."
Moran reports the FBI is now looking into the leak of those confidential IRS documents. And you've been listening to the KSL In Depth at 15 and 45. Turning now to traffic, Ricky Meese, any problem?
Overall, it's a delay-free drive on the Salt Lake County freeways, but we do have a couple of accidents. One is a crash northbound I-15, 5300 South Murray, out of traffic on the right. And then officers have now blocked the ramp to northbound I-15 at 4500 South due to a crash there. You'll have to access I-15 at either 53rd or 33rd South. Keep an eye out for that. And the cleanup of a crash at 40th West and 4700 South. Get 0% APR on balance transfers and purchases up to 6 months, plus low rates and rewards with a new credit card from Cypress Credit Union. For details, visit cypresscu.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And Grant Wayman has our 7-day forecast.
A lot of sunshine today. The south wind's picking up, and we are topping out at 94 degrees. A big cool down tomorrow, though.
And not
20 degree drop almost. Highs tomorrow only 76 and mostly sunny. It will not be as windy either. And then after a cool start, Friday's high temperature up to 82. Nice day and lots of sunshine. Heats up for the weekend, though. 92, more sunshine on Saturday. We're back up to 98 on Sunday. A lot of sunshine. Very hot next week. 99 Monday. Tuesday, 100. And more sunshine. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now it's 83 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Coming up, we'll check your markets.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/SLC. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/SLC. That's bamboohr.com/SLC.
Did you happen to choose Service Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, Electrical, or Drain Cleaning as your profession? If you have 5 or more years experience in one or more of these trades, and if you're a friendly, caring, kind person with great communication skills, you are drug-free, can pass a criminal background check, and desire to improve yourself with a fast-growing, world-class, industry-leading company, if you meet all these qualifications and would like to work for what we affectionately call the best company in the world, bless our heart, then call Whipple Service Champions at 444-FAST. We hire and train the best technicians in the industry. If you feel qualified, call 444-FAST. For more information, visit WhippleServiceChampions.com. Are you paid what you deserve with benefits? Do you receive ongoing professional training, advancement opportunities, and resources for your personal growth? If not, then join the winning team at Whipple Service Champions. To find your career and what makes us different, call 444-FAST. I'm excited about your future.
A couple of weeks ago, Dee and I took a little road trip over into Nevada, and as we were going along, I noticed that her little Deemer, we call it, was pulling slightly to the right, and I thought, you know, when we get back, we've got to get into Burt Brothers, and especially since we're planning a little longer trip going back to see her family in Missouri just in the next week or so. We just pulled it on into Burt Brothers and said, hey, it's pulling to the right and so on. They looked at it. They looked the car over to make sure that we were in good shape generally. But they said, yeah, it was out of alignment. Good thing that you came on in, saved the investment that you put into those tires. I love the fact that I can just go into the Burt Brothers and absolutely know that they are going to watch out for our vehicle, watch out for our family, and watch out for our pocketbook, too. You can go to BurtBrothers.com, schedule your free road trip ready safety check. It's so easy to do. They're great people to do business with. Go to BurtBrothers.com. Find that location near you. It's Burt Brothers.
Father's Day specials are going on now at all 9 Mr. Mac stores. Save big on men's suits, shirts, ties, and more. Don't forget, a Mr. Mac gift card always fits. Save now at all Mr. Mac's. If you talk, they
will hear you. We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them,
they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. So talk, they hear you. You
can do it if you try. KSL News Time 1225. Get ready for sticker shock on a certain kind of seafood. Here's ABC's Daria Albinger.
It seems everything is getting more expensive, and that includes lobster. It's now going for $13 to $14 a pound. The reason? Good old supply and demand, especially outside the U.S. Prices dropped to about $8 a pound last year as COVID-19 grounded flights to places like China. That's the world's largest market for the crustaceans. Adding insult to injury, butter is also getting more expensive due to increased feed prices for cows. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
And I grew up in Maine. That story makes me sad. Watching Utah's Money, sponsored by Utah Community Credit Union. Love where you bank. Best Buy is joining other retailers in closing for Thanksgiving. Many companies started closing stores for Turkey Day last year during the pandemic. You can soon get your feet into some fancy-looking Crocs. A fashion company just unveiled a new high-heeled shoe inspired by Crocs. The cost? About $850 per pair. KSL Drive's General Motors will start building trucks without a key feature due to the continued chip shortage. The chips have to do with a fuel-saving feature, which means the trucks will have a 1 to 2 mile per gallon drop in fuel economy. The price of trucks will also be reduced by about $50. And your money at this moment, the Dow down nearly 49 points, sitting at 34,550. The S&P is up 3 points, and the NASDAQ is up now 37 points. A city in Los Angeles has a unique problem on their hands. Too many peacocks.
It's a noisy problem in pricey Pasadena.
It sounds like babies being tortured and with a close-up microphone.
During the pandemic, the number of peacocks exploded, and now neighbors are crying foul as they roam around.
So far, my car hasn't gotten hit, but I watched them pecking at people's cars.
Peacocks were first brought to the area in the 1920s to liven up neighborhoods, but now the population is out of control. The county is pleading with residents not to feed the birds. Alex Stone, ABC News. Los Angeles.
Newsflash, it's just the start of summer.
Emergency traffic westbound I-80.
The road work is only leaving one left lane of travel open.
Summer traffic crashes and all the backups. You don't want to be anywhere near them. Get traffic updates every 10 minutes on the nines.
Mornings and afternoons.
On KSL News Radio.
96% of Americans lose an average of $111,000 in Social Security income. And it's because they claim their benefits at the wrong time. Learn how you could avoid this in a free report called the Social Security Decisions Guide. It's from Boss Retirement Solutions in Salt Lake City, winner of Utah's Best of State Award for Retirement Planning. If you've saved more than $200,000 and have not filed for Social Security, get this free report now by calling 801-682-4448. As a free bonus, you'll get a customized analysis that pinpoints the optimal time to claim your benefits. Call 801-682-4448. 801-682-4448.
Advisory services offered through Boss Retirement Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Insurance products and services offered through Boss Retirement Solutions.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section and after Dad's back injury. They helped when you were in pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Trouble with opioids can start at home with unused medicines, such as pills, patches, and syrups. You can remove the risk and protect your family. Find out how at www.fda.gov/drugdisposal.
KSL News Time, 12:29. Time for a check of your noontime drive with Ricky Meese.
Well, for those who are traveling northbound I-15, the accident in Murray at 53rd South has just pulled away. And also, UHP has just opened the ramp to northbound I-15 at 4500 South. where they had been working to clear a crash. The rest of your Salt Lake County freeways are actually in really good shape with no other problems. Spruce up your wardrobe with Siegel Books graphic tees and shorts. And all clearance clothing is an extra 20% off. Select box neckties just $4.99. So don't miss these savings at Siegel Book. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Well, it's another hot day here along the Wasatch Front with those winds picking up from the south. Breezy, dry up to 94. Tomorrow, a big cool down. And get this, we're only going to be at 76 the high. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now it is 83 degrees and a few clouds in downtown Salt Lake City. Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12:30. I'm Lindsay Ertz in for Maria Chaleos all week. KSL's top local story this hour, Chad Daybell pleading not guilty today to multiple charges, including first-degree murder charges for the deaths of Chad's late wife, Tammy Daybell, and 16-year-old Tylee Ryan and 7-year-old Joshua Vallow, the children of his current wife, Lori. Here's District Judge Stephen Boyce during Chad Daybell's hearing today.
Count 6 of the indictment is a charge of first-degree murder. That names Tammy Daybell as the victim. It's charged under Idaho Code 18-4001, 18-204, and 18-4003, subsection A. That count also is punishable by death or imprisonment for life.
Judge Boyce has set a June 23rd virtual hearing to set a trial date. Lori Daybell, who was also charged, has been committed to an Idaho mental health facility. The medical school at the U of U got a new name today after a huge donation from the Eccles family. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards explains.
It's now the Spencer Fox Eccles School of Medicine. This gift of $110 million will help build a new building, fund new research, especially cardiovascular, and give money towards scholarships and recruitment. Spence Eccles was presented with a new white coat today that has the new name of the school on it, his name. He joked he'll be making house calls.
Medical students say they feel the money will go a long way towards helping their education and the future health care in Utah. We're following a developing story this hour. Brand new update on the Bear Fire burning in Helper. Officials say the fire has grown to over 3,500 acres, meaning it's more than doubled in size this morning. Officials say windy conditions and high temperatures are making for ideal conditions for the fire to grow. No word yet on the cause. And another fire, the Mammoth Fire burning east of Cedar City, has grown to more than 700 acres. Officials say they were able to get 14% containment overnight. KSL's top national stories this hour from ABC News. President Biden is on his way to Europe. ABC News Deputy Political Director Avery Harper explains how the trip will impact relations with Turkey.
This is a meeting that comes after Biden formally recognized the Armenian genocide of hundreds of thousands of Armenians during World War I in what is now Turkey. And so, this is something that former presidents have avoided doing for fear of escalating tensions with Turkey, but Biden did it. So we know that Erdogan and Biden have had a tense relationship in the past. So it remains to be seen what happens when these two are face to face.
A new warning from the Secretary of Homeland Security about the nation's vulnerability to cyber attacks.
Long before some Americans had trouble getting gas because a ransomware attack struck Colonial Pipeline, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas told ABC News every kind of business and individual had been a potential target of cybercrime.
No one is invulnerable if they have a cyber element to their respective lives. And so that speaks of the breadth and depth of the challenge.
He's pushing everyone to secure their systems, saying no less than the safety and security of the American public is at risk. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
A record number of people are shopping online, but Megan Winterstein with research firm ZenReach says no one should count out traditional restaurants or retailers.
The explosion in online growth, no one can contest that. But if you look at the whole numbers, 80% of all retail dollars spent last year were spent in brick and mortar stores.
She says the average U.S. store has seen a 44% increase in foot traffic since the start of 2021. Chipotle is increasing prices to offset an increase in employee wages. ABC's Mark Remillard has details.
Chipotle says by the end of the month, it's implementing a $15 an hour average wage. The company says the increased wages will be rolled out over the next few weeks, and starting wages will be between $11 and $18 an hour going forward. In order to cover the cost, Chipotle says it's instituting a 3.5% to 4% increase to menu items. Depending on where you live, that might add about 25 to 35 cents to the average burrito price on its menu. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Some cruise lines are getting ready to set sail in the U.S. again, and most are requiring passengers to be fully vaccinated. Morris Murdoch travel agent Amberly Johnson tells Dave and Dijanovic people are dying to get out of the house.
There's such a demand for travel all over the place because people are tired of being home. And the bottom line, too, is that people really, if they want to do something, if they want to do a cruise, they really should book it now.
Excuse me. Her name is Amberly Johansson. She says cruise lines are probably won't be offering deals or discounts because the demand is already so high. Coming up on KSL News Radio, Boyd Matheson joins me next to discuss the latest push for a deal on infrastructure and a look at your noontime drive.
Overall, a very good drive on your Salt Lake County freeways. No delays in place. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:35.
Started catching Dave and Dujanovic.
The Salt Lake City Police Department. It is in the midst of a massive officer exodus.
Can you imagine increasing cops' pay by 100%?
Bold idea.
Dave and Debbie have a new expanded time. Just ask Alexa. Play KSL News Radio.
Hi, this is Dr. Lewis. Are you struggling with ED and sick of taking pills? Well, we finally have a medical breakthrough that is helping thousands of couples restore normal intimacy. We use the most advanced form of wave therapy, clinically proven to repair blood vessels and increase blood flow. We can now effectively treat the root cause problem of ED. Our technology is science-backed and has been shown by Cambridge University to be highly effective. As a medical doctor, I can say that this technology is the new standard of care.
Thanks, Dr. Lewis. Guys, if you'd like to eliminate your frustrations to intimacy, call Wasatch Medical Clinic right now, and not only will the exam, assessment, and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also give you a gift proven to produce immediate results to intimacy. You're going to love it. This is a $600 value, free to those that call now. 801-901-8000. That's 801-901-8000. Call Wasatch Medical Clinic right now to qualify and put a stop to your ED. 801-901-8000.
Hi, this is Derek Overstreet, president of the New Millennium Group and co-host of Stop Working, Start Living with KSL News Radio. Can you imagine what your life would be like if you could retire 3 to 5 years earlier than you thought possible? The things you could do, the loved ones you could spend time with, the memories that you could create. That's what our team at the New Millennium Group does. We'll walk you through the entire process every step of the way. If you'd like to get a copy of the 5-step proprietary plan that will help you retire 3 to 5 years sooner than you thought possible, give us a shout right now. 888-999-6370. That's 888-999-6370 or utahsfinancialplanner.com. Listen, most of our listeners right now have a tax problem, not a money problem. There's not enough money in Social Security, Medicare as it is. Let us show you how you can significantly reduce your taxes. That's 888-999-6370, 888-999-6370, or utahsfinancialplanner.com.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time, 12:37. Recapping our top story this hour, Lori Vallow will be committed to an Idaho State mental health facility. She's been found incompetent to stand trial in the murder of her children. KSL News Time, 12:38. A new bipartisan group of lawmakers is working on an infrastructure plan to take to the president. The group includes Senator Mitt Romney, who told reporters this morning that the plan would not include raising taxes. Joining me now, host of Inside Sources, Boyd Matheson. Boyd, will this plan have any real kind of shot?
Well, it's one more gang in Washington. My mother always said, don't be part of a gang because nothing good comes out of a gang. I think there will be some good come out of this gang. I do think they'll be able to advance some of the conversation in terms of the policy pieces of this, just because it is a bipartisan gang. The challenge, I think, are going to come down to a lot of the definitions that have been the problem from the beginning in terms of the definition of what is infrastructure, what is not infrastructure. If you missed yesterday, we declared that the Jazz winning was infrastructure.
Critical infrastructure.
So we are in there. And, of course, Senator Mitt Romney, part of that gang, said today that increasing taxes it cannot be on the table as part of this. So it's going to be really interesting to see how they do it. It's still very early. There'll be a lot of similarities. The president has said he would be committed to follow and make contact even while he's out of the country traveling for the next few days. So It's a fresh start. It's a new start, but it's sort of the old start. And so the definitions will be really interesting early on.
Yeah, that will be interesting to watch. What does it mean, though, that this is a bipartisan group?
So you do have Senator Joe Manchin, of course, is the leader from the Democratic side. You have Senator Sinema from Arizona as well, and a couple of others on the Democratic side. And then you've got a number of Republican lawmakers are saying, hey, let's figure this out. Let's get a deal done. And so there it is, a good bipartisan group. There is some good connection there and some good moderate senators, I think, that can look at some of the logistics of it all. And my hope is, and this is my guess, is they're going to come back with a recommendation to split the big, massive infrastructure bill into at least two pieces and maybe even three. If they did that, I think they could get each of those through because it would be very clear what it is and what it is not. It would allow them to take things like taxes and put them into the third bill or a second bill. And I think it might create a little easier path for that to get its way through the Senate.
Really interesting to watch. Boyd Matheson, host of Inside Sources, 1 to 3 every weekday here on KSL News Radio. Turning now to traffic, Ricky Meese is in the KSL Traffic Center.
It's quiet on the roads. We began the noontime drive with a couple of crashes at I-15 and 4500 South. Those have, in Murray and at 53rd South, those have since been cleared. So we're back to a crash-free commute on your Salt Lake County freeways. Now, for those who are traveling I-15, it's delay-free and looking good both directions between Ogden and Provo. Your surface streets also, no problems reported at this time. But for downtown drivers, construction is going to cause slowdowns. This road work is ongoing, so it is affecting both directions of travel on 3rd West between 1300 and 2100 South. The nationally recognized team of experts at the Moran Eye Center gives you vision care you deserve. From eye exams to specialized treatment, 11 locations, MoranEyeCenter.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Taking a look at your forecast now, here's Grant Wayman in the KSL Weather Center.
Warming up today with a lot of sunshine. Those winds picking up out of the south. Red flag warning in effect much of the state. 94 is the high, but a cold front really knocks the temperature down. The winds will calm down too. Highs tomorrow only 76. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now it's 83 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. An update on KSL News Radio coming up. To your Alexa devices means your neighbors could have access to your internet, but there is a way to turn it off. We'll look at that coming up on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Hey there, homeowners. Have you had that annoying experience of low water pressure in the shower where you hardly had enough pressure to wash the shampoo out of your hair? You know, the same shower you have to yell, "Don't flush the toilet, I'm in the shower." Don't put up with this anymore. Get rid of those old, rusty, corroded pipes and get brand new PEX or copper pipes. Repipe Specialist does repiping unlike anyone else. It's all they do. They've been giving customers great water pressure, clean, clear water, and a pipe leak-free home for over 25 years. All in just 1 to 2 days at half the cost of a plumber with a lifetime guarantee. Everyone deserves great water pressure, and no more getting scalded in the shower or having to see and drink rusty colored water. Call us today for your free in-home estimate. We'll even take 20% off our already low price when you call us today. Repipe Specialists. Call today, 888-583-6988, 888-583-6988, 888-583-6988.
UCCU makes it easy to open a home equity line of credit with no closing costs, and they're doing it faster than ever before.
And there are so many wonderful things about opening a home equity line of credit or HELOC at UCCU. The first thing is, for a limited time, UCCU is offering HELOCs with an introductory rate of less than 1%, 0.99% APR for 6 months, and just 3.5% variable thereafter.
And right now, UCCU will deliver your HELOC in record time with an electronic appraisal that can determine the current value of your home instantly and, most importantly, accurately.
This new appraisal system at UCCU delivers this home appraisal faster than ever before. It's a big advantage in this busy housing market where scheduling an appraisal can take a long time.
And by the way, if you already have a HELOC, just bring it to UCCU for a larger credit limit and, I'm going to guarantee it, a lower rate.
You can fill out an easy application right on your phone or computer, or you can stop by any UCCU branch.
Go to UCCU.com. UCCU. You're going to love where you bank.
At Intermountain Healthcare, we understand that COVID hasn't stopped babies from being born, emergencies from happening, or the need for doctor visits. We all still have health needs. So at Intermountain, we continue to have measures in place to safely care for you now and in the future. So please, don't put off the care you need, especially for stroke-like symptoms, chest pain, difficulty breathing, or other urgent care. We continue to be here for you. Visit intermountainhealthcare.org to learn how to get the care you need.
For the ones who know that a little late is always too late, and that the clock doesn't stop just because you're missing a part, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry. And our KeepStock inventory management solutions help ensure you have the right stuff in the right place at exactly the right time. Visit Grainger.com/KeepStock to learn more. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
KSL News Time, 12:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
Chad Daybell has pleaded not guilty to 9 different charges. He stands accused of murdering his former wife and 2 stepkids, along with other charges of fraud and conspiracy. I'm KSL News Radio's Kara Hoffelmeyer.
Second, the University of Utah Medical School is getting a new name. It will now be called the Spencer Fox Eccles School of Medicine after 2 Eccles family foundations donated $110 million to the U today. And third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
It may be an accident, but we definitely have hazmat responding to a small fuel spill northbound on I-15 at about 600 North. You will see a lot of vehicles, including tractor trailers, out of traffic on the right shoulder. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Up to 94 again today. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And it's 83 degrees right now in downtown Salt Lake City. Time for KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
President Biden ending up in England today. He'll be attending the G7 summit. The pandemic will be at the top of discussions. ABC News has confirmed reports the White House has struck a deal with Pfizer to buy 500 million doses of COVID vaccines for the global COVAX program. Aboard Air Force One, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan commented on the vaccination efforts.
Then the G7 will make a combined announcement on this issue. And it won't simply be about vaccines, though vaccines will be a part of it, but it will be a comprehensive plan to help end this pandemic as rapidly as possible.
An Inspector General report from the Department of Interior has been released today. It concluded last summer's clearing of racial justice protesters in Lafayette Square near the White House was not influenced by former President Trump's walk to St. John's Church, where he was photographed holding a Bible. The report concludes protesters were cleared by U.S. Park Police and found no wrongdoing. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
And time for the KSL In Depth. It's been there for a while, but now a newly activated feature from Amazon Echo is causing some privacy concerns. ABC's Rebecca Jarvis reports the new feature can share part of your internet connection with your neighbors.
This morning, a little-known feature embedded inside your Amazon devices called Sidewalk has automatically kicked in. Sidewalk not only links all your Amazon devices together, it also shares a slice of your internet bandwidth with your neighbors. Amazon says the intent is to help you locate pets or lost items, make setting up new devices around your home easier, and receive notifications from your security cameras or security lighting, even if your internet goes down. Sidewalk uses Bluetooth and Wi-Fi signals to pool small amounts of internet bandwidth from multiple locations, creating a so-called mesh network that boosts the range of Amazon devices nearby.
The good part is that if you have devices that are outside the reach of your network, like cameras or outdoor lights, etc., this assures that your signal is reaching them.
But Sidewalk is turned on automatically, raising questions about security.
The bigger question is what data might be collected or passed around? And really, for a lot of people who are concerned about privacy, how might Amazon use these networks that they're creating in the future?
Amazon says the transmissions are tiny in size and thoroughly encrypted. They also tell ABC News, to protect customers, Sidewalk is designed with multiple layers of privacy and security to secure data traveling on the network and to keep customers safe.
Amazon says this shouldn't slow down your home internet. It is a very small amount of bandwidth that these devices are taking, but you do want to be sure that you're okay with it, and you have to opt out if you're not. So here's how you would do that. You go and you open the Alexa app on your phone. Go to settings, go to account settings, then go to Amazon Sidewalk, and you'll see that little slider. Slide it over to disabled, Robin, if you're not quite comfortable with this new Sidewalk feature yet.
Interesting. Going to Ricky Meese now in the KSL Traffic Center. Ricky, I don't have an Amazon device in my house, but I can imagine that would be nerve-wracking if you had like a baby camera or something hooked
kind
up to
creepy.
It.
Yeah. Well, for those who are out on the drive, we have had a report of a possible roadside fire near the South Interchange. Now, this is northbound I-15 at the I-215 South Belt Route. This is in the Midvale-Murray area at the ramp. It's been reported that a right lane had been blocked to traffic. I'm not seeing anything in the live traffic cameras at this time. Traffic seems to be getting through just fine without any other issues. Now, we do have a crash and possible fuel spill northbound I-15 600 North. It's on the exit ramp out of traffic on the right shoulder. So no delays on the main flow of any of the Salt Lake County freeways. Book your next adventure in Cedar City. Experience amazing hiking, biking, ATV, and scenic trails. Plus, close proximity to Bryce and Zion. Cedar City's packed with adventure. Get away today. Visit cedarcity.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And Grant Wayman has our 7-day forecast.
A lot of sunshine, a few clouds out there. It's a breezy day. 94 is the high. Big drop in temperature tomorrow, though. We're only going to be at 76 for the high and sunshine, and then get the jackets ready for Friday morning, believe it or not, as the lows drop to the 40s and up to about 82 on Friday afternoon. 92 on Saturday, mostly sunny. It heats up Sunday back up to 98. It's hot next week. Sunshine near 100 both Monday and Tuesday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now it's 83 degrees. Grant, I just put all the jackets away for the season. We'll be right back on KSL News Radio.
Owning a business comes with pressure. There's a limit to what I can do and still keep employees engaged. Fortunately, there's Insperity. They put 30-plus years of HR experience to work to help me with hiring, training, HR administration, and compliance, while giving my employees competitive benefit options. And because I'm able to focus on other priorities, my employees can thrive and my business can grow. With Insperity, nothing seems impossible. Insperity, HR that makes a difference.
Are you an animal person and a people person? Do you want to work alongside a team of passionate people dedicated to saving the lives of animals? If so, apply for a position at Best Friends Animal Sanctuary, the country's largest no-kill sanctuary for companion animals located in beautiful Kanab, Utah. No matter what your interests, there is a career for you. You can find these jobs and more at the Department of Workforce Services. Create an account at jobs.utah.gov to learn more and apply.
Looking for a friendly location with room to breathe? Beatty, Nevada is safe, clean, healthy, and waiting for you. When the outdoors brings peace of mind, then Beatty is your destination. Beatty is the gateway to Death Valley National Park, 4 miles from Rhyolite Ghost Town and Titus Canyon. Experience natural beauty and adventure in outdoor activities with hundreds of miles of off-roading, mountain biking, and hiking trails. Explore ghost towns, old mining sites, amazing canyons, gorgeous geologic features, and breathtaking desert views. While in Beatty, visit the historic Beatty Museum and dine in the award-winning eateries, Mel's Diner, and the Happy Burrow. And the day's not complete without a trip to the world-famous Nut and Candy Company. Beatty has plenty of accommodations, RV parks, fuel and electric charging stations. Make Beatty your base camp for 360 degrees of affordable adventure. Peace of mind is a reality in Beatty, Nevada. Visit BeattyNevada.org.
Looking for an exciting career in the fast-growing, high-demand, cutting-edge medical industry? Look no further. Medly is expanding their market to Ogden, Utah. They're hiring for online pharmacy technicians. Take advantage of this fulfilling opportunity to assist people in navigating retail pharmacies and digital forms, as well as assist patients understanding their prescription benefit program in both traditional and specialty medications. Experienced technician specialists need knowledge of pharmacy day-to-day operations, pharmacy dispensing management systems in an energetic and engaging way. Medly is a second-generation, full-service digital pharmacy offering free same-day prescription delivery for all types of medication, with an added benefit of giving a better customer care experience. Benefits include aggressive compensation and benefits package, opportunity for growth, flexibility, health insurance, and more. To find out more on job qualifications and to apply, visit medley.com/careers. That's medley.com/careers.
I'm meteorologist Kevin Eubank. Listen for the KSL Weather and Allergy Report at 7:40 in the morning and 5:40 in the afternoon.
Brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
It started off as a normal day.
I felt fine when I arrived at the plant.
Ruth Junius's life was about to change.
Then I dropped my keys. They kept slipping out of my hand. My arm felt numb. A coworker asked me if I was okay, and I couldn't speak. I started to get scared.
Ruth was having a stroke. People around her weren't sure what to do.
They thought I should go home or lie down, but I knew something was very wrong. I wrote 911 on a piece of paper with my other hand, and someone called for me.
Because everyone acted quickly, doctors at the hospital were able to give Ruth treatment that started to reverse the symptoms.
Within a few minutes, I was talking again. I didn't know a thing about stroke before I had one. Now I make sure that my friends and family know all the signs of stroke so they'll get help fast if they need it.
No stroke. Know the signs. Act in time. Call 1-800-352-9424 for more information. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, National Institutes of Health.
KSL News Time, 1255. Cookies are bringing a whole lot of people together in Texas. ABC's Sherry Preston has the story.
June is Pride Month, and in honor of that, Confections Bakery in Lufkin, Texas, started making batches of rainbow cookies. But when the owners posted pictures of the cookies on Facebook, some customers began canceling big orders. Co-owner Miranda Dolder then posted about that, and suddenly the shop was swarmed.
I was shocked at the outpouring of support and families waiting like 2 hours in line to get a cookie with their kids and bringing them in. Like, it was an amazing teaching moment.
And she says about her friends and neighbors,
the community has been really amazing. I think everyone's been surprised that good old East Texas, East Texans were so supportive.
Greg Kay drove 2 hours from Houston just to visit the shop.
Couldn't be more thrilled at the message that love will always override hate.
And Austin Roselle was one of the customers who jumped into the two-hour line to buy some cookies.
They gave me a piece of hope, and I appreciate them for it.
For what it's worth, Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Now we're watching Utah's Money. Brought to you by Utah Community Credit Union, Love Where You Bank. Walmart has a new incentive for pharmacy customers. The company will offer discounts for Walmart Plus members up to 85% off select prescription medications. We've told you about the crazy housing market, and we now know more information about the homes Americans are buying. A report by Zillow says the majority of people in the last year moved to a larger and cheaper house. The average difference was roughly $27,000. U.S. ski areas definitely had a comeback in 2021. The National Ski Areas Association says skier visits to resorts totaled 49 million this season. That makes the fifth best season on record. That was definitely one of the pandemic activities we could do, right? Watching Utah's money right now, or watching your money rather, taking a look at the Dow, it's down 60 points right now, sitting at 34,539. The S&P is up 1 point. The NASDAQ is up 24 points. California plans to drive nearly 17 million young salmon to the Pacific Ocean. They say the rivers are too low or too warm from the drought, so the fish cannot get to the ocean to reach maturity. So California hatcheries will scoop up the young salmon and transport them in dozens of large tanker trucks. They have done this since the 1980s, but this year they plan to boost the size of operation by 20%. KSL News Time, 1257.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.